Well, that must have been some long shower. After more than 20 years off the air, the Ewings are back in a rebooted Dallas. And joining us now, Matt Rausch, the entertainment editor at TV Guide. I guess what's old is new again, Matt?
Yes, and what's new is old again. Bringing back Dallas, it's one of the most famous franchises ever, but it's been 20 years since the show was on the air, and considerably longer than that since the show was having the impact it had back in the days of Who Shot JR back in 1980, which was one of the most highly watched shows of all time. I think in terms of episodic TV, it was eclipsed only by the finale of MASH. And then there was, as you noted, the infamous cliffhanger where Bobby Ewing, who had been dead for a year, pops up in the shower. And then they end up wiping out an entire season of the show. The show could get away with it because it was that popular. It was that big of a show. And I guess what TNT is hoping, cable's TNT, looking for a mainstream summer hit, bringing it back and bringing back some of the old timers. You're going to see Larry Hagman. You're going to see Patrick Duffy. You're going to see Linda Gray, who is Sue Ellen. And scattered others. In a couple of weeks, you'll see Cliff Barnes, who was always the antagonist, always made JR's skin crawl. And the focus somewhat is on the younger generation here. It's on John Ross, who was the famous son of JR and Sue Ellen, and now he is the one who wants to drill on South Fork, which threatens the family legacy. And it's all about the battle of South Fork and all about oil and money and power. You also have Christopher, who is the adopted son of Bobby, and he's sort of the noble one, as Bobby always was, and sort of the Al Gore of the piece because he's into environmental issues and alternative energy sources and all that, but they fight over a girl as well. So some things never change in Dallas and South Fork, and perhaps that's the way it should be.
So is this as good as the old Dallas show was? I mean, could any show be as huge as Dallas was back in its day?
Well, there's no way it's going to be as huge because TV is so different. And in terms of good, I mean, good's a relative term because in many ways, Dallas worked more as a guilty pleasure than as an actually great TV show, but it was a great TV idea. And I guess what they hope for is a little bit of that magic to come off. I mean, Larry Hagman is still magnificent as JR. Once he kicks back into action in like about the second hour or so, I mean, his eyebrows are worthy of a show themselves. I mean, he's just a force of nature. He's great fun. The kids who are trying to carry on the legacy, they're almost like little gnats buzzing around. They just can't, hold ground next to these true TV legends. But as long as JR is in the picture, it's still great fun. No better than a guilty pleasure, and you sort of wish that they'd found some magic among the younger cast. That really didn't happen, but it's still a fun show to have on TV.
Well, it's going on cable now, and you talk about cable, so much quality on cable television with some of the shows that are going off the air tonight, right?
Well, yeah, we're going to say goodbye to Mad Men. It took forever for the show to get back on the air. It was more than almost a year and a half between seasons, and now it seems like it just got started and we're saying goodbye to it. As usual, the finale is shrouded in secrecy. We don't know what's going to happen. The last couple of weeks have given us major shockers, including last week, a suicide of one of the partners hung himself in the office, and the week before, Peggy Olson, the career woman whose story we've been following all series long, she took a job elsewhere and walked out the door, and last week we didn't even hear a thing about her, so nobody knows whether we'll see Peggy again tonight or when we'll see her again next season. But all those things could be stirring around in this episode, or maybe not. It's not a particularly linear series, but it is a fascinating series about life in the 60s, the role of women and business and all that matter is in a very turbulent decade. So we're gonna be sorry to say goodbye, but it's really been a great show.
All right, something to watch tonight. Thanks as always, Matt.
Thank you, Nathan.
Matt Rausch is the entertainment editor at TV Guide.